C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mi maradare. Figli mia a cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalata, picchia me.
Oh mamma, oh mamma, it's doing me papà. Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week, only on Progressive Radio Network. Yep, the real news station, as everybody else is talking about that fake news. A friend of mine called me, Catherine Waters, and said to me, you know, Gerald, everybody's talking about fake news as though it's something new. Of course, we all know it's old. And she said, but why are they making an issue of it when you go back and you see how people didn't trust the news for so long now? So why is it an issue now? Well, the reason it became an issue now is because the media lost the election. They all said that Trump was going to lose. And of course, in our Trends Journal back in May, we said he was going to win. And again in the July issue, and the new issue just came out yesterday. Yep. Oh, wait till you see the cover of it. Woof, whoop, boom, bam, zap, boom. Crusades 2000, and there we have Crusader Trump leading a charge. Yep. And that's what this is. It's all it is. It's the 10th Crusade. And then you listen to his speech yesterday. He's going to wipe out ISIS off the face of the earth. But of course, you know, he doesn't say how. And of course, he doesn't say, why is there an ISIS? Why do they hate us? Well, you know why. They hate us because they hate our freedom and democracy. Yeah, of course. They hate us because of the atrocities we've committed all over the world and all the Muslim people that we've killed. Yep. The most stirring moment of Trump's speech and his presidency came when he spoke directly to Karen Owens, the widow of Navy Chief William Ryan Owens, who was killed in a military raid in Yemen that Trump ordered shortly after taking office. This is from CNN. That military raid, by the way, was put into place under Obama, which they didn't mention here. You know, waiting for a dark night so they could pull it off. And it was a total failure. They knew the Americans were coming by all the drones that they were sending over prior to it, and they were waiting for it. And as the facts showed, it was, well, we got some intelligence that they didn't get anything. We got a lot of baloney. Trump said, quote, Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero. I'm sorry, don't mean to be disrespectful, but he's not a warrior and a hero in my mind. And I'm allowed to live by the motto taught to me by my dear father, may his soul rest in peace, when I would repeat what everyone else was saying in the media, and in Italian he'd say to me, Pappagallo, parrot, think for yourself. Stop repeating what everybody else is saying. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity, the president said. Playing the war card. Everybody loves the war card. And the crowd cheers. That's right. 2 minutes and 11 seconds standing ovation as Karen Owens stood crying and clasping her hands. Of course, poor woman sad her husband died. Ryan is looking down on you right now. You know that. And I think he's very happy because you just broke a record, Trump said, joking about the length of the applause. Trump said he defended the value of intelligence gained on the raid. They got nothing. It's a big lie. They got nothing from that raid. But of course he defended it because they're always defending war. Trump went on to say, for as the Bible teaches us, there is no greater act of love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And Ryan laid down his life for his friends, for his country, and for our freedom. And we will never forget him. He did not lay down his life for my freedom. This is what this guy liked to do. He wanted to be a Navy SEAL and loved to do that. And that's what their trip is. It's not mine. I respect his. Respect mine if you wish or not. I don't care. But because he likes to do that, he is not defending my freedom. As a matter of fact, President Trump, as I see it, he's taking away from my freedom by invading foreign countries that have done nothing to us, like Yemen. Okay, everybody out there, get a map out, and with no names on the country, put a pin in where Yemen is. Find me Yemen on the map. Oh, you know why we're in Yemen? Of course you do. Of course you don't. So Trump is playing the same military card and winning over the audience by promoting war. And as for myself, I promote OccupyPeace.us. No foreign entanglements. But the people bought it. This guy's always shooting off his mouth. Another one. I can't stand any of the people on any of these shows. I shouldn't say all of them, maybe 99.99%. And one of them is Van Jones, always saying whatever he wants to say because he's him and he could say it. Facts don't count. And of course, not a Trump supporter that he is, he said. CNN contributor Van Jones said Trump became president of the United States in that moment, period. He did something extraordinary. And for people who have been hoping that he would become unifying, hoping that he would find a way to become presidential, they should be happy with that moment. I, Mr. Jones, am not happy with that moment. There are other things that could bring us together in unity rather than once again cheerleading war. And the United States invasion in other countries. Mr. Jones, But hey, people love that stuff, don't they? Yes, yes. It's about war, and war sells well. And the markets love what Trump trumped up. That's right. Foof! Bam! Boom! Ready for this? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up today 258 points, breaking above 21,000 as stocks hit all-time high, ladies and gentlemen, after Trump's speech of nothing. Oh, yeah, he promised big, big tax cuts for the corporate rate. And that's good for business. As I've been saying, like it, don't like it, agree, disagree, it's not the issue. The issue is the fact. And the fact is, the more they cut on taxes, the better it is for business. And the better it is for business, the higher the Dow Jones Industrial Averages goes. And of course, he promised that $1 trillion infrastructure program a priority. Yep. $1 trillion. Huh. How much is he going to increase the defense budget? Well, Obama was going to increase it $36 billion. He added another about $20 billion on to that. That's right. Obama was going to increase the defense budget by $20 billion. 19, I want to be accurate. And Trump added... More, excuse me, we're going to buy over $36 billion. And Trump added another $20 billion onto it. So to all you liberals out there, okay, so now let's add this up, $54 billion a year, huh? Already defense is the majority of where our money goes to in taxes. You're going to add another $54 billion a year. And he's bragging about his $1 trillion infrastructure rebuilding program over 10 years, $100 billion a year, and a $650 billion a year defense budget. And that doesn't include the CIA, all this NASA, NSA, all of this other stuff that they throw in there, the black ops and black budgets, that brings it over $1 trillion a year. But that's okay. So the markets love it and the people do too. Even Van Johnson. Or Van Jones, excuse me. Van Jones. He did something extraordinary for the people. Playing the war card, they all do it. And that set the stage for it. So, being that we're going to get big, big cuts in corporate rate. At the same time, he's going to provide massive tax relief for the middle class and gives no details on how to pay for it. Hey, details don't count. Not when you play the Trump card with a, like they all do. So, Crusader Trump and Crusades 2000. The stocks rise and they rise and they rise. They love the war talk. They love the war talk. And that's all it is. Yep. Imagine all the things going on, all the lives that we're each individually living, the difficulties we have, as well as the opportunities. And what makes the news? What do people love to hear? Even the people that can't stand them. Well, as long as he talks about war, we're on his side. How about calling this poor guy that got killed over in Yemen, rather than a hero, a victim? A victim of an ill-planned, another military failure, like all the other ones you could add up. How about that? No, we'll call him a hero. A hero? Or a victim? And that's all it is. Trump would call him a hero because Trump's understanding of the military, he's very well schooled in it, because after all, he went to military school. Yeah, the place where your parents sent you, we're the same age, when you were so out of control, they punish you by sending you away to military school. She went up to a school up here in Cornwall, New York, just south of us. We're up here in Colonial Kingston. Imagine being a teenager, a guy. What do you think about sports cars or cars and girls? You're a young kid. Well, he's dressed up in his military drag costume, playing cadet. Make that bed with them right corners, and eating crappy food as I'm eating my mother's fine Italian cuisine. Mwah! May she rest in peace. And working as a soda jerk in Yorks, in Yonkers, and meeting all the girls and finding myself a girlfriend. But of course, Trump is in military school because he's so out of control. So in talking about boosting the military, here's one of Trump's, again, stupid quotes. Quote, "We have to start winning wars again. I have to say, when I was young, in high school, in college, not high school, military school. Not high school, military school. And college, everybody used to say, we never lost a war. We never lost a war, remember? And now we never win a war. We never win. And we don't fight to win. We don't fight to win. We either got to win or don't fight at all." You know, he always repeats himself, by the way. "And now we never win a war. We never win. And we don't fight to win. Everybody used to say we never lost a war. We never lost a war. Remember? He always repeats these sentences, these phrases and words. It's a habit he has. He keeps repeating and repeating and repeating. It's either an act, or it's done for purpose so that you get the message, or it's a habit. I don't know. But for the record, military schoolboy Trump, we're the same age. And I was young and in high school and college at the same time. And we were losing the Vietnam War. And we lost the Korean War. So nobody was saying we never lost the war. We never lost the war, remember. I guess you don't remember too good. Or maybe you have attention deficit disorder. Or only want to remember and make up what you want to make up. Because we're the same age, Jack. And no one was saying that back then, Trump. Or maybe that's what they were teaching you in military school. So there you got it. We never lost a war. And now we never win a war. We never win a war. Why are we at war? For what reason? No reason other than the military-industrial complex and psychopaths that love war. So, on to some other news. We're out with our new Trends Journal. Woof, wham, bam, bop. Nothing like it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Give you some good insights on it. So you could profit from the opportunities and avoid the dangers, because the dangers are ahead. But again, you know, you look at the markets and where they're going, no surprise. You read it right in the Trends Journal, History Before It Happens. You heard me on Progressive Radio Network since, of course, you know, well over a year, but I mean, before the elections and after the election. And how I changed my forecast, saying that there was great opportunity now. With the Trump presidency. And how the markets were going to take a different shift. And they have. They have big time. So one of the trends that you will find in the Trends Journal that you won't find in High Times or Marriage You Wanted Today is all about the future of reefer madness. I should say reefer money madness. And it's all in your Trends Journal. This is going to be big. It's going to be big. You know, people ask us, and we have the answers in this Trends Journal, but one of them that came up just recently that's not in here. You know, if Trump doesn't drink, you know, is he against all this stuff? Will he kill this reefer money madness trend that you're writing about? We said, no, we don't see it like that at all. Because the business of Trump is business. Again, don't believe me. The trend is your friend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 250 points, breaking above 21,000. The stocks hit an all-time high. And many of my colleagues are saying there's going to be a terrible crash. And they've been saying that now since November. And I did too, before Trump got elected. So going back to reefer money madness, Trump's mad about money. He loves it. That cat is high on dough. You think he's going to kill a business that already, in just the short years, has been legalized in a few states for both medical and recreational? Again, 28 states, but you know, very few of them for both. It's already over a $7 billion a year business in 2016. And we're looking for a growth rate of this at about 20% a year. And unlike, talk about recreational, booze, you know, it has its place. You either have a drink, a glass of wine like I do with a lunch and a dinner, or if I'm out, you know, having a couple. But that's the limit of booze. But marijuana, I mean, people do. I've heard that Bill Clinton even smoked, but didn't inhale, of course. They do take it to get high. Like it, don't like it, that's what they do. But medical marijuana, that's a whole nother level now, isn't it, that booze doesn't have. The medical marijuana business is going to explode. We point out where the research is coming from, and not the United States. We also work with a firm, Agora Financial. You can look them up, A-G-O-R-A. A-G-O-R-A. That was the meeting place in the old Greek days. And they provide the information of what stocks to invest in. We don't give investment advice. I always make that clear to you. And we see medical marijuana and the countries and companies that are on the leading edge of it making great inroads in the future. And already the National Academy of Sciences in the United States has also given its stamp of approval for using marijuana for different medical purposes. And that's in a country like the USSA, where this is like, you know, it's still a criminal act by the federal government, so they can't do a lot of real testing on this. And the testing that they are doing comes from the government stock of marijuana, and it comes in all different strains. It's like, you know, drinking a fine wine. Depends what vineyard it's coming from, how it was grown, how it was processed. So you're getting very limited medical research in the United States. But the medical marijuana trend is going to really expand to high, high levels beyond where we are now. So this is one of the top trends that we're looking at. It's a top trend of 2017. And it's also a top trend that we see developing to levels that most are not talking about. There are forecasts coming out now that the marijuana industry is going to create more jobs than from manufacturing, from utilities, and even government jobs. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for example, they're saying, you know, in the next several years, by 2024, manufacturing jobs are expected to decline by over 800,000. And we'll lose government jobs. They'll decline. Utilities will decline. But not marijuana. Nope. By 2020, we're looking at well over 250,000 jobs. And that's just the beginning. We see it higher than that. Particularly as it expands into the medical field. One trend after another, the new economic world disorder. Again, you read what we wrote in the Trends Journal. You can see more at trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And you'll see we're ahead of the trends and on top of the news. You say it right there. It's in black and white. Where the markets were going, while others are saying it's going another way. Will there be a market correction? Of course there will be. Nothing goes straight up and straight down. But considering the people that Trump has put in on the economic end of things, it's very positive for the economy. Again, not whether you like them or dislike them, or agree or disagree, only what is. And the what is that Wilbur Ross, for example, was just confirmed as Secretary of Commerce. Yes, they are going to renegotiate these terrible, terrible trade deals. And this is the kind of guy you want doing it. Would I want to do business with him? Do I agree with his business practices of the past? No. Would he be the kind of person I would want to renegotiate our trade deals? Yes. Economic Disorder Trend Forecast 2017. We tell you what is going to happen and why it will change and why it may not. But as it's going, and again, there'll be a shift downward, we see more growth. But again, Trump has to live up to where he's what he's talking about. And you know, some other trends we talk about, the opportunities. And a big one. You know all these malls that are closing down? Where are they closing? JCPenney just announced, another 140 stores and malls closing down? Who else do we have? Macy's. Nine companies, just nine, this year alone, are announcing over 1,000 store closings. As the stores close, the malls close. So what's the trend opportunity? Where did I say they're closing? Middle-class cities. Where am I broadcasting from? Kingston, New York, 90 miles north of New York City. Middle class? Yes. Oh, didn't Macy's and JCPenney close at the Hudson Valley Mall over here? Yeah. And isn't mall traffic there like a ghost town when you walk in? Feels like that to me. But wait a minute. When Macy's and JCPenney and all the Gap was in there and all those stores were there, didn't that drive business out of downtown and uptown Kingstown? Sure did. But now that these malls are losing their anchors away, what's happening to downtown and uptown in Kingstown? Well, retail shops are opening up. There's a rebirth. There's a big move to small towns. The malls are closing down. Downtowns are being revitalized again. And people can't afford to live in big urban areas like New York City. They can't afford the rents. Can't afford it. Can't afford anything. So we give the details in this Trends Journal. A mom and pop comeback. Yes, there's a pall over the mall. The declining shopping malls. Phew. I forecast this trend in my books, Trends 2000 and the Trends Journal, for a long, long time. We said, here's what's going to happen, and here's when, here's how, and here's why. And now we're saying, here's where the opportunities are going to spring from. And there's other trends in here. Driverless vehicles, smart glasses combined with virtual reality, techno farming. Unsafe water, a global crisis, a new energy source for a fraction of the cost. That's right. What is it? It's in the Trends Journal. And a big one, big one, playing the Trump card. Yep. Remember, we were the first and only magazine that I know of that had forecast Trump to be a winner. So love him, hate him, respect him, despise him. Trump has paved the way for change. Call a spade a spade. Seize the opportunity. You look at the ongoing analysis that we pick out in this Trends Journal and the turning point moments when the campaign changed. Look what he did and how he did it. So what we do in the Trends Journal is we show you how to reach your goals and your objectives and become tops in your field that you want to excel in, whether it's professional or business, whether it's selling product or service, whether it's advancing your career, or it's being a teacher or an expert in a given field. Consider playing the trump card. And one of the rules in playing the trump card, there are no rules. And that's what Trump showed. If you believe you're better, you have more to offer, you do what he did. He took out the top. You remember what happened. First presidential debate. This was going to be an election between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. That's what everyone thought before Trump got into the show. And what does he do? He walks over to the top guy, who's Jeb Bush, puts his hand on his shoulder, and told him what a little boy he was. Took out the top guy. Play the Trump card. And no one saw the Trump card coming. No one saw its long-term implications. The Trends Journal did. We wrote about it, spoke about it, and analyzed it relentlessly. Play the Trump card. There are no rules. There's nothing there. Look what just happened. Again, you've heard me say this. Trump didn't only beat Clinton, he beat Obama. Obama campaigned more than any sitting president for his favorite candidate to fill his chair when he left. He lost. Not only did he lose the Democratic Party, lost, had nothing to do with Russia. They lost state houses across the country, governorships, and of course the Senate and the House, big time the House. He beat the media. That's where they come out with the fake news stuff. He beat Silicon Valley, the Zuckerbergs, the Eric Schmidts, all put their money, algorithms, and best of the Silicon Valley minds behind Clinton and lost. It's all ties together. It's very important, what I have to say, if you want to play the Trump card. He beat Hollywood. He beat the Clooneys, the De Niros, the entertainment industry, the Jay-Zs and the Beyoncés. He beat them. Beat them all. And I'm talking about playing the Trump card and taking out the top because there's nothing there. So let's go back to Hollywood. There's nothing there. They're a loser's operation. Just look what happened at the Oscars. What a joke it turned out to be. You mean you couldn't pull that one off? You couldn't hand them the right envelope to read? The reason you didn't is because you're losers. Look what it takes to be a winning movie. Not a lot of people in a country of 350 million people, excuse me, 320 million, go see. Let's go back to Trump. There are no rules. Go back to early October, mere 5 weeks before the election. That Access Hollywood tape came out. Got Trump bragging about how he plays himself on women. And across the political spectrum, across the mainstream media, one after another. There's no way Trump survives this one. And he'll likely take down the party as well. Those are facts, folks. Read the headline. Financial Times. Ryan abandons Trump as Republicans lose hope. Quote, I think he knows it's over for Trump and congressional Republicans need to separate from him, said Vin Weber, a former top Republican congressman who's also very close to Mr. Ryan. That's October 11th. The election's November 8th. And what does little Paulie Ryan do? Well, tax Trump. And what does Trump do? He slams Ryan. At the same time, he tells voters, the swamp needs to be drained. Paul Ryan should spend more time on balancing the budget, jobs, and illegal immigration and not waste his time on fighting the Republican nominee. Our very weak and ineffective leader, Paul Ryan, had a bad conference call where his members went wild at his disloyalty. Again, played the Trump card. So that shows you the opportunities that you have if Trump can, you can. If Obama can, you can. If Clinton can, you can. If the dunce in chief, George W. Bush can, you can. Unless, of course, you think their mother was better than yours. So, just to keep it nice, let's call it equal. There's nothing stopping you from excelling and playing the Trump card but yourself. And that's what this Trends Journal provides. Insights and information on yesterday, today, and tomorrow that you will not find anywhere else. No risk involved. Money back guaranteed. 30 days. TrendsResearch.com. TrendsResearch.com. Guaranteed the only magazine where you will read history before it happens. And not only do you get the magazine, we do a Trends in the News broadcast each weekday night. A Trends Monthly and a Trend Alert each week. All for only $99 a year. We have not changed the price of the magazine since 1991 when we launched it. But what we did change is back then, 1991, we weren't doing Trends in the News broadcasts. We were putting out trend alerts, but maybe several a year. Oh, the magazine back then? 8 pages. That's it. An 8-page newsletter. An 8-page newsletter. Oh, we didn't have conferences back then either, by the way. We have them today, and we have one coming up in Ireland. But again, history before it happens. So again, there's a money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, we perfectly understand. An 8-page newsletter, $99. No trends in the news. No trends monthly. And now, of course, trends in the news each weekday night. Trends monthly. Trend alert each week. And from 8 pages, 60 pages, full color. Oh, and if you could count to zero, that's how many advertisements are in the magazine. None. Nada. Zip. Zero. It's only content. Content and information that will help you thrive, not just survive in the future. And once again, in this issue, you have Crusades 2000, Crusader Trump. Yeah, why do the terrorists aid us? Boy, I can't figure it out. Well, yes, we can, and it's in the magazine. But as we do with all of the articles that we write, we just don't give the trend. We give the forecast, not only to where it's going, but how to change the course. And in Crusades 2000, Crusader Trump, we show how to stop this endless war. And again, on the economy, where it's going, playing the Trump card, Reefer Money Madness. Ah, great story by Doug Grunther. Welcome to the Garden of Epicurus. Seeking wisdom, solace, and purpose in an angry and chaotic world. A review of the top trends defining 2017. And on, smart glasses on the assembly line, techno farming, driverless cars. All in the Trends Journal. So, if you'd like more information, go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, or call us at 845-331-3500. And, as I said, not only a money-back guarantee, but we understand the difficulties that people are having financially. And even 29 cents a day is too much if you're not making enough to barely pay your rent and put food in your mouth. So there's a discount request page. Go to it. Go to the order page. You'll see it there. Tell us your situation. Not great detail, just a little bit. And we'll do everything we can to help you receive the Trends Journal at a price that you can afford. If you can't afford, just 29 cents a day. So here we are. It is truly a new age. One that we've never seen before. The divisiveness in the country. Plus the opportunities, what's going on in the world and how it's going to play out. Remember, the trend is your friend. You don't fight it. It's not what you want, what you hope, what you wish. It's what is. And as you well know, I'm no fan of any Republican or Democratic Party member. I don't support murderers and thieves. But I do call a spade, and the spade right now with the Trump administration is digging gold in terms of market growth, and you don't deny it. Will there be a pullback? Of course there will be. We've never seen in recent history spikes like the one we're having now. When I began this broadcast, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 250 points. It's now up 265. And as you've heard from me about gold, it's not, these aren't golden times for me. Don't feel it quite yet. Gold prices are going down. $8. Not only because of the Trump push, but also because the dollar is going to get stronger. And the stronger the dollar goes, the weaker the market goes for gold. But there are the global implications that we also discuss in the Trends Journal. That is why we suggest, do not give financial advice. We work with Agora Financial for that. Why we believe gold is going to be still an excellent safe haven asset. Because the world is bigger than the USA. So thank you very much for tuning in to Trends This Week, only on Progressive Radio Network. You stay on top of the news and ahead of the trends. This is Gerald Celente, and remember, the future's in your hands. Don't drop it.
C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mi mare dare. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abisci a olo, i te va, i te viene sempre pa' calare dal mare bene. Se ci picchia, fanno di sé, pa' calare, figlio mio.